This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Go get the quest-worthy one. 120 servings. Okay, it's 50 bucks for now. But it's really good stuff, and you're using very little per serving. Because if you look at the average price per serving, it's around 30 cents per serving. So it's well worth it. It lasts a long time. It's really good stuff. So are all the other drink mixes that they have. So if you do that, if you get some, put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. Well, what do we have to talk about today? Now, let's just get into it. Because the Nintendo, as I clear my throat, the Nintendo Direct dropped and it had a lot of stuff to it. So to help me out with this, we'll be using Go Nintendo and Nintendo World Report, because there's a lot of things that goes on. Nintendo World Report says that this console will cost $449, basically $450. And that's when it comes out, June 5th. So not only do we have a release date, we have a price point, and they went into a lot of different things. And they went to a deep dive with the Nintendo Switch 2, which would include the Joy-Con 2 controllers, which would include the grips and straps. They showed off the Nintendo Switch dock and a high-speed HDMI cable with the connections. And then Nintendo Switch 2 will have an AC adapter with the USB-C charging cable. Now, they also said that the Nintendo Switch 2 will have a bundle with Mario Kart World. That was the first game that they showed, and that will be available on launch day for the Nintendo Switch 2. Now, they also went to some deep dives with the system features and the hardware details. So if you're into that, you might want to check out the video. But they also have a game chat where you can show off your video games on the Switch 2. You can talk with family and friends, where it looks almost like Skype in a way. And you'll be able to connect and disconnect via the C button on the right Joy-Con 2 controller. Now, you'll be using the built-in microphone that could be used for the voice chats while playing games with up to 12 different people or 12 different other consoles. Now, up to 4 friends can share their stream. And if you can connect to a USB-C camera, like the Nintendo Switch 2 camera, which is sold separately, you could also do a video chat, seeing on how the other faces and how they cheer you along within your video game. And you'll also have your user invites for your friend list. And there's also the parent guardian feature, which means the kids that are under the age of 16 will need a parent or guardian to approve their use on the game chat. There'll be an updated version of the Nintendo Switch Parental Controls app. Then they went into the screen. Nintendo Switch got a big upgrade because the Switch 2 now has a 7.9-inch built-in LCD screen. And that means you'll be in full HD at 1080p. The Switch 2 and Switch 1's thickness will be the same. Now, because of that, there were many games that were announced for the Switch 2. And that would include some of the classic games, F-Zero GX, The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Walker, and Soul Calibur 2, which, by the way, Link is in there, Soul Calibur 2. And they did show some of the games, obviously, as for mentioned, Mario Kart World, but they ended with Donkey Kong Bonanza, platformer for Donkey Kong. But because of the upgrade to 1080p, now you can play EA Sports Madden NFL, Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Sid Meier's Civilization 7, all of those games. And some of the games got upgraded too, so they'll have some more content. that we will get into in the weekly news on Saturday. Not unlike Kirby's 3D, because it went over the Forgotten Land, but Kirby also went airborne as air riders as well, along with some other things. Now, some other games that are coming: Split Fiction, Elden Ring, EA Sports, which means Madden NFL, NBA 2K, and some other anticipated games such as Hades 2, Borderlands 4, The Dusk Bloods, which will only be on Nintendo Switch 2, and that one will be coming April 4th. And the Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment will also be coming to Switch 2. That'll be later this year. And of course, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Integard, Street Fighter VI, all of that stuff is coming. Hogwarts Legacy as well, that's coming too, along with the Bravely Default Flying Fairy HD Remaster. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 will also get some updates as well. Fortnite's going to be there, Hitman World of Assassination, Hitman, Hitman 2, and Hitman 3 will also be there. There's going to be a lot of games that's already out on different consoles that will be coming now to Switch because of Switch 2. So don't be surprised if a certain game shows up on your Nintendo account for purchase. Just keep in mind, the console costs $450. I am glad to be wrong. But now we go to some layoffs where a CEO was calling some other CEOs wrong. GameSpot said that Helldivers 2 boss did call out some CEOs for mass layoffs. And that is Shams Jorgny, which is the CEO of Helldivers 2, developer Arrowhead Game Studios. And he said, quote, "I wish that our industry hasn't shed almost 30, 40, 50,000 jobs over the past 2 years. A lot of people at the top were making very unsound business decisions, and there's very little accountability on their part. Who among these executives is stepping down or slashing their salaries? What's happening is that regular developers are paying the cost of that. That's a terrible way to run our industry." Now, that's an end quote. But he went on to explain that he's not against unseeing how the studios would expand, but he's saying that the growth should be placed as a long-term health of the business and the employees that work there. So, does he have a good point? Let me know at Joe Brums on social media. That's mainly X and Blue Sky. And that's no joke, but this was. Kotaku said that Overwatch 2, well, they had an April Fool's Day. So what did they do? Well, they made the Total Normal Watch mode, which is available in the arcade until April 14th. And you can go check out the changes, such as Hanzo being able to ride Orisa into battle, Ash's robot bodyguard Bob giving up his usual gun to chase enemies around the map, and Moria has been changed her healing output to damage dealing. And there are more changes to all the heroes. D.Va, for instance, "The mecha quads," this is a quote from the developer, "are having a rough time against Gwishin Omnics, so they're experimenting with new designs to save on material and rations." Bullet points: mecha size reduced by 50%, mecha health base reduced from 375 to 25, mecha armor health is unchanged, pilot D.Va is reduced by 50%, pilot base health reduced from 175 to 25. Rate of fire increased by 100%. Damage reduced by 50%. Light gun. That's the fusion cannon. This is the light gun. Rate of fire increased by 100%. Reload speed increased by 25%. Damage reduced by 25%. Self-destruct. Press interact during self-destruct to freeze mech in place. Kotaku went through all the different changes, and Blizzard just went out and had fun with all the fans. Well done, Blizzard. And well done to all of you. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Get ready for that Switch 2, people.